Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, Vicky.
Yes, sir.
My name is Robert Exum, E-X-U-M.
May I have your zip code so I can locate your account, sir?
Sure. It's 79606.
And what was your name?
Exum, E-X-U-M.
Okay, you familiar with Cheryl?
Yes.
All right. Verify your shipping address for me, if you would, sir, for security purposes on your account.
8301 Cimarron Trail, Abilene, Texas, okay. 79606.
Thank you very much, sir. It looks like Mrs. Exum ordered some advanced keto gummies. It was initiated back on the 17th of July.
Right.
Shipped out on the 17th as well. She paid $6.97.
Right.
They tried to charge for the cleanse as well. It was declined. They also tried to order add on some for Scolin Boost, which is another dietary supplement. That was declined. They also, on the 25th, tried to charge $119.97 for the gummies, but your bank declined that as well.
Right. Well, we did not order those.
She didn't order the trial, sir,
no.
For $6.97 shipping and handling. She had no recollection of ordering that?
Yes, she did order that.
Okay.
But that was it.
When she ordered the trial, she had 7 days to try it out. She had to call in the council to avoid being charged the end of trial price.
No. That was never explained to us.
It's in the terms and conditions on the website, sir.
I don't give a damn. We're not paying it.
It was declined, sir. You weren't charged.
I was giving you a call out of courtesy to let you know what had happened.
I see what happened, sir. It's on the screen, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.